The Costa Concordia began its final voyage today, more than 2 years after it capsized off the Italian island of Giglio. 32 people died. Its destination now is a scrap heap in the port of Genoa. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports.
The Costa Concordia is floating thanks to a straitjacket of 30 flotation tanks. But before her final voyage, she was accorded the rituals of the seaworthy vessel she once was. The flag flying from her mast was the Blue Peter, signifying all aboard. At mid-morning today, groups of salvage workers returned to port on rubber dinghies, shouting their joy and sense of triumph. After 30 months of grueling 24/7 work shifts, the Costa Concordia had been freed from her moorings and was ready to sail again. Behind them spewed giant plumes of spray, the water version of fireworks to celebrate the start of her final voyage. The wreck of the 115,000-ton vessel, the size of 3 football fields, has haunted this tiny island since the night of January 13, 2012, when in a brazen maneuver by the captain, the ship hit a reef and capsized a few hundred yards from shore. A chaotic evacuation followed and 32 people lost their lives. One body has yet to be recovered. Today, Giglio Islanders could not help but celebrate the ship's departure. Boats sounded their foghorns and sirens. Church bells chimed in to salute the departing ship. Security measures include a perimeter with a 3-mile radius at sea and a no-fly zone above. But reporters, TV crews, and photographers were given the opportunity to follow her up close. The ship is being towed by 2 tugboats traveling at a speed of 2 knots. She's escorted by a convoy of another 12 support ships that include salvage experts, environmental and pollution response teams. Nets have been attached to the bow of the ship to prevent tons of potential debris and toxic substances from falling into the sea. There's also great concern about the native inhabitants of the waters of the Tuscan archipelago. The convoy includes a boat whose purpose is to spot marine mammals, whales, dolphins, and monk seals as she sails through Europe's largest marine sanctuary. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Island of Giglio.